行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波迪苏哈。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂，It is followed by the recitation of foundation of all good qualities, which can be found in the Red Prayer Books 137 or inside the other prayer book teaching. This one, prayers before teaching, on page 22. Okay. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且却吃黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情通我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进行学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中心灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚身，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须菩精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so start with start with the breathing meditation. Okay, so try to keep your back straight, then focus your mind on the breath.
同样的, 我们先做一个简短的呼吸观共修。 最重要就是背要坐直, 然后将你的心呢, 专注于呼吸上。
Okay, just a few minutes, try to do that.
我们就先这样观呼吸几分钟。
Okay, so next, then, in prayer of own space, then visualize the golden throne supported by the eight snow lines. So on top of that, visualize beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, visualize the mandis. So on top of the mandis, that's the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, made of light. Lively, like they try to visualize, clear as possible.
接着呢, 我们就要观想在前方的虚空, 出现那个金色的宝座, 宝座是由八只狮子, 衬托起来的。 这金色的狮子宝座上面呢, 有一个莲花座, 上面呢, 有个月轮, 月轮上面端坐着本师释迦牟尼，相好光明身，栩栩如生，要观想的栩栩如生，而且越清晰越好。
So then, next then you can visualize making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So also then you can visualize numberless of offering offered to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Then you take refuge, then and request Guru Shakyamuni to bless our mind.
如是观想后，我们可以观想的，我们向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼，然后呢，跟着释迦牟尼佛做出无量无边遍满虚空的供养，过后呢，我们就向本师皈依，然后祈请本师释迦牟尼佛加持我们。
Okay, so then next we will recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so that time visualize from the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha the nectar of light rays come out into oneself and all the sentient beings, by then purified our mental affliction, the suffering, physical pain, whatever we have, visualize that from the light rays and totally purified, then your mind, your body, become very pure and clean like that.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，在念这个心咒的时候呢，观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露呢和大光芒进入我们的身体及所有的一切众生，净化了我们心理上的烦恼及我们生理上感受到的痛苦。这些光芒和甘露呢，完完全全的把这些烦恼和痛苦呢，完全清除净化。 我们的身心呢，因此得到清净。他呀他，哦，牟尼，牟尼，玛哈牟那耶娑。 타야타 옴 무네 무네 마하 무나예 소하 타야 soha thayata om mune mune maha munaye
Okay, so do not create any negative action. That one you have in Chinese now. The verses, do not create any negative action. Collect perfect virtues. What?
You want to chant it in Chinese?
Yeah.
大家懂吗？那个四句偈，
you can
诸恶莫作，众善奉行，自净其意，是诸佛教。
Then after that, start then.
A star, a visual aberration, the flame of lamp. Chinese don't have.
I don't have.
一切为法，如梦幻泡影，可是没有星星。 the Chinese has this translation, but it's slightly, some of the things appear in English, but it doesn't appear in the Chinese version. Because it's different translators.
Okay.
一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观，金刚经。 可是英文的还有星星啊什么这。 星星啊，什么之类的，华文的中文的是没有的，因为这个英文的翻译和华文的翻译是不同人的。如星翼战或灯火，众善奉行，自净其意，是诸佛教。如星翼战或灯火，如幻朝露或水泡，如梦闪电或云彩，有为法应如是观。
Then the last one, then dedication, that one.
Through this merits.
Yeah.
愿诸有情能以此功德证得佛果调伏过失贼，并且脱离轮回大苦海，永出生死，永出老病死浪之波荡。不懂了哈啊！不懂啊！不懂，英文的了。 Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all things, subdue the fall of faults, and be delivered from samsara, solution, perturbed by the ways of aging, sickness, and death.
不懂，不懂，你看英文的，英文看不懂，再看华文，那两个看来看去就看懂了。 Okay, so it's like that. So, what we used to do, so it's, daily life, good to do like that, do short breathing meditation, then try to visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, visualize prostration, making offering, take refuge, and to bless your mind, So like that, after that, then you do some chanting, then do the purify our negative karma, then after do this, these verses, three verses, So reminding us, not to create negative karma, collect virtues. That's the important part. Then, when you go to star, then, daily life, mindful on that, how to be mindful on that, about emptiness, about impermanence, you know. Reflecting on that. Then lastly, the dedication like that. So it's very, very good, you know, if you can do in daily life.
The Karam Ji 的意思就是，其实刚才我们这样的一个很简短的共修呢，我们可以在运用在我们的日常生活中，每天就可以这样的修。就是我们先坐下来，先观察我们的呼吸把我们的心呢专注在我们呼吸，让心静下来，然后观想的本师释迦牟尼佛观想很清楚跟本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼做供养皈依然后接受加持过后呢，我们可以念一下一些经咒念一下他的咒语然后我们就做一些净化忏悔净化的修行。过后呢，我们就可以念这个刚才那三个偈子，大家记得那个偈子吗？诸恶莫作，众生奉行，还有如梦亦如幻，金刚经的，然后就做那个什么那个。回向诸有情于此功德，你如果不能记的话，就说证得佛土脱离轮回的大苦等等其实你可以用自己的话来讲的，不用这样很漂亮八个字八个字九个字的。然后呢，然后最主要的就是在过后我们要注意我们的日常生活中不要去造那个恶业，要积极去造善业。这样呢，我们必须要时常要提醒自己，观察自己要注意自己的身口意。然后平常呢要注意要观事物的空性，要知道事物是无常的。如果呢，在我们的每天的生活中呢，能做到这一点，就非常好了。好像很简单哦。什么？内无常念死无常念死无常。And this must always remind ourselves of death and impermanence.
Correct.
Auntie, 100分。Auntie, 你每个星期来这里都 score point 了。
Okay. So, from the foundation, good quality, the verse is there, seeking samsaric pleasure is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing this shortcoming, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation.
Kim Ji 讲的是功德本颂的第五个偈颂 verse number 5。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门不可依赖享受不厌足然后永本追求解脱了
Then after that lead by this pure thought mindfulness alertness and great caution arise the root of the teaching is seeking the Patimoksha vows please bless me to accomplish this essential practice、
中文的翻译是颠倒的了，英文的后面中文就第一个就是唯愿加持令我善巧用，就第六个偈子，由彼清净心令所引发正念正知及大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。
Okay, so about this, I think we're going to talk the 12 depending origination, the 12 link.
So, okay, so.有这里我们要讲
这个 talk about that, those who need the picture of the wheel of life, so we have some printed here. So those who wish to, know about the wheel of life, then you can have, yeah.
所以由这两个偈子呢，天龙觉今天要跟我们讲解这个十二因缘。或者十二缘起法，它有不同的翻译、不同的名称。然后这里呢，它准备了一些十二缘起的那个图像，分给大家。要的人要举手。你 不知道你要还是不要，你就先举手好了啦。好，拿了再说。Black and white. Is it the same? We give it out last time on Lam Rim. Here is black and white.
这
有怀旧版的黑白的，你们拿的是彩色版的。
What?
This is the retro version, black and white.
not,
this is a modern version.
Put one here.
Oh, a bit different.
Not exactly the same, a bit different.
菩提道次第的时候，以前几年前，对，安迪，因为你每年都来上课，而且没有缺席，对对对。复习，对，对你是复习。我忘记了，所以我今天第一次上。
What she talking about?
She say she has learned this before. You taught this before during the a few years ago the Lam Rim medium scope. She has learned it. Yeah. So to her, I think it's revision. For those who have forgotten like me, it's the first time we are learning.
Like who?
Like me, I've forgotten, so it's the first time I learned.
How can Kimo forget? Okay, so... this it called Will of Life. No, I don't know. Will of Life, yeah.
Will of Life. 我把它翻译成生命的轮回了。
So just have some idea, you know, so how did this painting happen, how it came about. So there's some scholars, so they explain that when Buddha Shakyamuni was alive, so that time there's the central point.Center of India, so maybe around Bodh Gaya, I don't know, some, it must be around Bodh Gaya like that, so there's the...
Magadha.
Huh?
Magadha.
I don't know exactly which place, I don't know. So there's the king called Sukchen Nyingpo, I don't know. How you translate, I don't know. In Tibetan, what's Sukchen Nyingpo? King, so Sukchen Nyingpo. I just translate in Tibetan, it's okay.King called Sukchen Nyingpo, so there's one king there in the.
这个图画呢，这个十二缘起的这个轮回图到底是怎么个来的呢？就是所以这个 Cameron 今天要给我们讲解这个图像啊，就是有一个佛教的教理在里面的，就有些学者啦，就佛教学者指出，这是佛在世的时候，这佛指的是本师释迦牟尼佛，他还在这个世间的时候呢，在印度的中部大概是摩揭陀国吧，靠近菩提迦应该是摩揭陀国，马嘎达这个地方就有个国王，这国王对不起我不懂他的名字哈，中文名，他的藏名叫苏金宁波。
So like that, so really.Real translation, so you can hear about that.
Oh, ask you, Yasu, remember Yasu.
So you can hear about that. So then, so there's also there's one of on another part of the India, so there's also another king whose name is Gyalpo Uttayana. I don't know how he translates, but in Uttayana. So there's another part of the India. I think that place, not much Dharma there, maybe, you know. So that the king, Uttayana. So this Gyalpo Uttayana, he sent very nice present made of jewel, diamond, or something like that, sent to the king, Sukjin Ningbo, you know, as a present, you know, very nicely done. Give to this, you know.
This king.
Yeah.
所以呢，那个时候呢，印度是有不同的小国组成的啦。这样在同时，在印度的另外一个印度半岛另外一个地方哦，就有另外一个国王，就叫 Gyalpo Uttayana， 加婆乌丹雅那，这个国王呢，那时候呢就赠送给这个苏金宁波国王呢一份很精美的礼物。
Okay, so then the king, Sukjin Ningbo, so he don't know what to send back to him, you know. He sent very nice present to him, so what can he send back to him, you know? Something nice, you know, for him like that, but he couldn't get any idea what is good to send for him. So then I think this King Sukjin Ningbo went to ask Buddha Shakyamuni, so what is best thing to send for him? Then I think Buddha mentioned then, you know, talk about the about the samsara, nirvana, you know, then Four Noble Truths, you know, so to understand, you know, about this, how we circle, how we liberate from samsara, you know. So this kind of picture, you know, good to send, you know. I think Buddha said, and I think somebody draw, or what, I don't know. So then widely drawn, then send to the, as a present, you know, to the Gyalpo Uttayana, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Verbal. Verbal 找到了，这其实那个印度的国王呢，就是真的是摩揭陀的国王，叫做Bimbisara。你们去Bimbisara， 你去菩提迦朝圣有一条道路走上去，叫 Bimbisara Path， 就是他，纪念他的了。不是他造的，是纪念他的。然后呢，这个优田王。这个国王啊，就是赠送了一个很精美的礼物给这个摩揭陀国的国王。这样摩揭陀国王就想，哎呀，我应该怎么样？应该怎么回赠一份更好的礼物？至少要相等的或更好的礼物给这个优天王呢？他就在为这个烦恼，他烦恼是想不出来呀，想不出来，当然就想到谁呢？就想到了佛陀，因为佛陀是那个时候最有智慧的人。好，他想了，他就跑去问佛陀：“哎呀，尊者佛陀，我该送什么礼物呢？给这个优天王呢？”啊，这样佛陀就说了哦，佛陀现在他讲哦，我教导了这些关于轮回的知识啊，怎样从轮回中出来证得涅槃啊，通过四圣谛啊什么，哎，这样呢，如果哈、哦、你把这些东西哈、哦，把它画成一个图画，把它解释出来哦。告诉这个优天王怎么样解脱轮回，可以用图像，可能是佛陀叫他的弟子画了送过去啊，或者是佛陀自己画本身画给他， 这个就讲的里面就没有清楚的讲出来，所以呢就把这个这样的一个很好的点子哈、哦，就跟这个摩揭陀的国王讲了啊，所以摩揭陀就啊这个很好对吗？就谢谢佛陀哦，就画了这样的这个轮回图出来。
Okay, so according to some of the scholars, so they mention like that, you know, so it's actually, you know, Buddha explained how to draw this painting, you know.
所以呢，这学者就这么说的，其实呢是佛陀解释哦，怎么样用图像的方式啊把它画出来。
So the king sent present to him this drawing. So then I think just by seeing this painting by the king and his portion entourage, when you see the painting, portionate entourage. Yeah.We have good karma, or who are very fortunate.、
Oh, yeah. Those who see that are very fortunate entourage.
Not they sent.
Uh-huh.
So that king sent, and not everybody just think that they can liberate, but who are fortunate, good karma.、
Oh.
Just by seeing this picture, this, then able to recognize what is the cause of happiness, what is the cause of suffering, you know, able to understand.You know, immediately just by looking at the picture, you know, able to understand and able to free themselves from the suffering like that.、
Oh.
So they gain a lot of wisdom, you know, from this picture. Yeah.
所以呢，这个国王啊，这个摩揭陀国王呢，就根据佛的那个指示呢，就画出了这个图画。就刚才你们拿到这个了啊，这是国王的礼物来的。哇，你们也是国王了，所以就把这个礼物呢送给了这幅图画哦，送给了这个优田王。在那些有福德、有善根、有清净智慧的人呢，就是国王还有他的有福德的眷属们呢，看到这幅图画的时候呢，哎，他们就当时就得了。就明白了怎么样从轮回中解脱出来。我看经典里面已经讲得到了正法眼，对吗？那些福德更好，可能就正果了、嗯。可是我们看了，为什么没有正果呢？
So like that, when if you have good karma, then just look at the picture, you are already liberated. And no need teaching. Just you see this, you are liberated. You have good karma. No need to talk much.、嗯、
你们明白了吗？来来。你们要不试一下谁有好的善报业力，那些善根有善根的人，有福德智慧，有素善啊，素善就过去积累善根的人，他们看到这图画的时候呢，他们就明白了佛陀的教导，就能从轮回中解脱了。
哦、okay, so I mean, so like,
我还是不要看好了。
啊、huh? ？What?
No, I dare not look because I look at it, nothing happens.
What? First place, you can see or not? You really see something happen and you not see anything.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Because you don't see. If you see something happen. Thank you.Okay, so okay, so so then there's the what call so also you can see this drawing every most of the monastery in Tibet or India, Nepal.Outside of the monastery, so they have this drawing. You know, always, almost every temple have this painting. You know, not inside the gompa, but outside the entrance. painting, you can see that. So that is to, especially to remind, you know, those who live in monastic life, you know, keeping the precept, them to remind them, you know, if you break, you know, what will happen, you know, what kind of rebirth you have to take, you know. So just be mindful on that. So that's the one of the reason, you know, put outside the temple. Then also somebody, of course, again, somebody should explain, you know, all about this, you know, what all about this, you know, to give the education of the will of life, you know. How you circle, you know, how you suffer, you know. So that the, so from that they are mindful, so they're able to live in monastery in purely as possible. So that's the idea,
yeah. So in the Tong Chang Chi Dao is a Si Yuan, usually 旁边他的墙壁上面你都看到这六道轮回图，他是提醒这些出家众，他们要保持他们的清净戒律，因为如果他们破戒的话，他们看到这图，他们就会知道自己，如果破了这戒，以后会去到哪一个道去，会 坠入哪一个恶道里面，所以他们就会提起这个正念，时时保持他的清净戒律。所以呢，Kim Jie认为其实这个图画呢，应该是给大家看，然后给我们一种，有人应该出来跟大家解释一下这个六道图到底是怎么样的，告诉我们这个佛陀的这个图画的那个教导，它的意义，这个六道轮回是怎么样形成的。 他通常在寺院里面当然是提醒这些僧众了，他们要护持他们的清净戒律。So
so then here, so what to call? So yeah, so many explain maybe this way, I don't know. So how? What the cause? What is the cause? What is the cause? We circle in samsara. Then second is what kind of place we circle, and how we circle. I think that's three things. Yeah.
所以这幅图呢，解释了，可以这么解释，从三个方面来看，就是轮回的因呢，为什么我们会轮回，它的原因是什么？这样我们讲轮回，我们轮回去什么地方，在什么地方轮回，去了什么地方？然后呢，第三个层面来看，就是我们怎么样轮回。So
then, so here the very, I think we have four circle in this wheel. We have four circle. So very first one, middle, the first circle. So inside there, you can see three different animal there: rooster, snake, and pig. You know, so three animal is there.
在这个轮回图里面呢，你可以看到四个同心圆，最大的，然后第三、第二、第一，在中间的最中心的那个圆圈里面，你可以看到它画了三种动物，是哪三种动物呢？没有人回答。鸡、蛇和猪。
What?
讲太快了，我讲太快了，是吗？鸡、蛇还有猪。three
animal, yeah. Rooster, you understand?
你们有没有看到？ 有 Antilimacetion.
Okay. Many Singapore doesn't see rooster. I don't.
你们没有反应哦，Kim Ruchi会停下来的，所以你们要快点反应。 有看到
one snake, one is the pig.
那个是第二个圆圈了。你讲中间那个，那个是猪。啊啊，鸡蛇猪。啊 ，rooster 啦 ，rooster 就鸡啦。哦，你要鸟也可以啦。
啊。
啊，they say it's bird, snake.
Okay, I mean, sometimes, this
then the pig
is,
looks like a bull. Some men say the pig actually looks like a bull. But it's a pig.
Bull or pig are same, I mean, same family. Huh? Not much different. So I mean, that picture here looks like a pigeon. Sometimes also in the text mention, not the rooster, sometimes they put the pigeon. You know, so a picture here look like a pigeon. So sometimes they mention pigeon also. You know, so some have rooster. So anyway, yeah.
就是那个鸟啊，有些人讲这个是鸡啊，可是有一些有些法本啊讲它其实是他们把它画成一只鸽子，就是会飞的啦。鸽子，啊，白鸽，对，鸽子，啊，对。对，有些画成鸽子。对，鸽 G E 啊，汉语拼音。
Okay, so then the next circle, so that you know, so black and white, you know, so half is black, half is white.You know, there's a circle there, so that is the what call
six realms. No.
So many that represent, I think, the karma and the white karma. Yeah.
这个鸡蛇猪出来的第二个圆圈啊。第二个同心圆看到了吗？有一半是黑色的，一半是白色的。哦，那个你把它当成白色哈、哦，一半黑，一半白，就代表我们的黑白业。对。
So like that. So here the pig is symbolize, you know, the ignorance. Then the snake symbolize or represent or anger, then the pigeon, a bird, a rooster, or whatever. So that symbolize the attachment. Yeah.
中间的同心圆那个蛇、鸡、猪呢，其实它是有象征意义的。那个佛教里面都是用这些东西来象征，然后代表一些东西。所以呢，个蛇呢，代表的是称。称心哦，然后鸡呢代表的是贪，然后猪代表的是愚痴无明，就贪嗔痴啦，三样东西，就三毒。
So I mean that some kind of explanation there, like a pigeon, a bird, have so much desire, you know, attachment like that. So then like that. So then like a snake, you know, symbolize the anger, you know, like that. So.Very angry, you know, one snake like that. So, symbolize that. Then pig also likes, symbolize ignorance like that.
就在经典里面其实有解释呢，通常呢，这些鸽子啊、鸟啊、鸡啊之类的，他们的淫欲比较重，所以呢，他们就是因为他们的贪执心是很重，淫欲比较重，所以我们就用它来代表这个贪。然后呢，蛇之类的动物呢，它的嗔心是很重的，所以就用蛇来代表嗔。然后呢，猪呢就代表愚痴。
So like that. So here, so that the pig, you know, so pig from the pig mouth, so there's, you know, rooster and the snake both come out in the picture here, you know, so like that. That's, you know, from the ignorance, you know, attachment, ignorance arises, you know, so that symbolizes that.
所以呢，你仔细观察的话，中间这个同心圆呢，它的中心呢，这猪啊的嘴巴呢，其实伸出这个蛇和鸡，对吗？看出来好像咬住它，其实它代表它伸出来，就代表呢，这愚痴无明呢，愚痴无明，可以呢引发哦升起这个贪和嗔。所以我们贪和嗔是由愚痴无明而产生的。
啊，说来的 ，so some drawing you can see that from the pig then come out the rooster, from the rooster mouth, you know, from pig mouth come out the rooster, you know, so then from the rooster mouth then the snake, you know, going one after another like circle like that. Some drawing you can.Some of the painting also they draw like that.
这样呢，有些图像呢，他们画的是另外一种画法，就是从猪的嘴巴里面呢，就伸出这个鸡，这鸡的嘴巴里面呢，伸出这个蛇，就代表呢，它是环环相扣，所以他们把它画成好像一个圆圈这样，哦，它咬着它，或者它伸出它出来。所以代表呢，愚痴生引发或生出贪执或贪的心，这个贪的心呢，可以引发或生出这个嗔心。
So like that, so that is like you know from the ignorance, then come out the attached, you know, based on ignorance, so that's the attachment arises. Because of based on attachment, the anger arises. You know, then again, you know, ignoring attachment.You know, anger like the ghost, you know, circle one after another like that. So, they symbolize that.
所以当这个猪啊，猪生出鸡啊，鸡啊就生出这个蛇，然后化成一个圆圈的时候，代表愚痴无明能够引发贪执，贪执能引发这嗔心啊，环环相扣，一样生出另外一样，生出一样。
So like that. So here the point is that, you know, so when you are attached, you know, when you are attached to something, when you are very strong attachment arises, so then that, at that moment, view of that attachment, you see only wonderful thing, you know, you don't see bad thing there, you know, view of attachment, then you see wonderful thing that, you know.Then you try to engage that, achieve that, you know, you don't see any bad qualities, you know, in that moment, you know, so you see only good quality, block all other, you know, good thing, you know, they see only view of the attachment, you know, even it's very ugly, but you see very pleasant and beautiful, you know, so like that.
So he...告诉我们什么呢？看到这三种动物的时候，比如说当看到这个鸡的时候啊，就猪生出了鸡的时候，就表示我们当我们的贪执心呢升起的时候，就我们的心呢只看到那样东西呢最好的一面，我们觉得那东西是很好很好的，是没有缺点的，所以呢我们会倾尽全力啊去追求啊得到那样东西，因为呢我们看不到它有什么缺失什么不好的地方，就算那样东西呢我们去追求的东西可能呢是很丑陋很无比的，可是在我们的眼里呢它却是最好看的最美好的。
So like that, so same thing, you know, so every pleasure, you knowThe contaminated pleasure you experience in the samsara, you know, in reality is the nature of suffering, but you don't see that. You know, your mind see is a real pleasure. So you are totally attached to that. So then, you know, you want to engage that, you know, one after another. So there's no satisfaction. So that's what talking about is, you know, samsaric pleasure. You know, you don't have never satisfied with that, you know, one after another. You experience that, you think it's wonderful, then after you forget, you know, even you feel the suffering, but after you forget, again you engage another one. So like that, so there's no satisfaction, you know. In samsaric pleasure like that, then you engage again and again like that, then that how you circle in samsara.
所以呢，同样的呢，当我们呢，它代表什么呢？ 就是，但我们讲用这个佛教的术语讲，油染的快乐的经验的时候，其实它是油染的，就是当我们讲用这个佛教的术语讲，油染就是它会引发你的烦恼，它会引发你的痛苦。当我们在沉浸哦，去追求这种油染的快乐的经验的时候呢，我们就没有办法看到它的本质。它的本质呢，其实呢是会给我们带来烦恼，给我们带来痛苦的。像当我们沉浸在这油染的快乐的时候呢，我们的心呢已经完完全全哦被我们的贪执哦，这个贪执给占据了。所以呢，我们想要不断的重复得到我们的所谓的快乐的经验，不断的去追求，希望它能够不断的复现。 可是呢，每一次啊，复现过后，我们都永远都得不到满足。这有时候在我们得到这个所谓的油染的快乐的经验的时候，我们感到哇，很快乐，很高兴。可是呢，过后呢，它换来的却是一种痛苦的觉受。可是这个痛苦的觉受呢，我很快我们就忘记了。我们就再去追求这种油染的快乐。 所以呢，我们就不断的重复这样的经验，永远呢都得不到满足。所以呢，这就是我们从这个快乐到痛苦到快乐，自己所谓的快乐的痛苦，不断的这重复循环，重复循环，这就是我们在我们的所谓的轮回。
So like that. So that what Lama Tsongkhapa said in the Pali good quality, you know, they are uncertain. You know, every pleasure, the what called contaminated pleasure, what you experience is very uncertain. So cannot be rely on that, you know.
所以呢，宗喀巴大师哦，就在这个功德本颂的第五个偈子就讲了：世间圆满诸过众苦门。我们所谓的圆满，其实是我们痛苦的来源。 不可依赖享受不厌足，所以我们是不可，他们是不可靠的，我们不可以依赖这样的快乐的。So
I mean this is the advice, you know. So if you have this mindfulness on that, you know, is uncertain, cannot be relied upon, such as samsaric pleasure. When you have this mindfulness, then you don't attach that much. You know, your attachment can be reduced. If you're mindful on that. But for us, you know, so we don't have mindful on that. So always believing, you know, every samsaric pleasure is everlasting, you know. So that brings so much happiness for yourself. And cling on that. Attach on that. You know, the one after another, you know.
所以呢，他这个偈子告诉我们，我们要提起正念呢。当我们在在这样的世间追求世间的快乐的时候，我们要提起正念，告诉我们这些的都是不可依赖的，因为他们是不可靠的，他们是不会带来永久的快乐的。所以这只是杀轮回中的那种快乐，世间的快乐。所以我们要提起这样正念提醒自己啊。可是呢，通常呢，我们都沉浸在这种。 有染的快乐的经验的时候呢，我们通常都把这些东西忘得一干二净了，所以我们都会不断的去追求啊这世间的快乐一样啊，道理一样，我们的那个染执的心啊，执着的心啊，是非常非常的深重的，所以这样东西追求到快乐哦，又不好了，我们去追求亮一样哦，然后就追求新的目标，这一个接着一个，我们就不断的重复这样的经验。
So like that, so, so advise that, you know, always mindful on that, you know, so it's uncertain, cannot rely upon, you know. So like that, when you use mindfulness, then very, very helpful, you know, so you don't engage that much, also your attachment not that strong, you know. So even possible not to attach that, you know. So if you able to do that, then you don't create karma. Otherwise, when a very strong desire or attachment arises, then you create the karma to circle in the samsara. Yeah.
所以这一点呢，其实是非常重要，就提起正念哦，尤其当我们看到这世间的快乐的时候，在这个世间我们要提起正念，诶，这快乐其实是不可靠的，它是不可以依赖的，不可以依赖就可以怎么说呢，能够提起这样的经验呢，正念呢能够帮助我们就是帮助我们，当我们遇到这样的东西或者这种东西的时候，我们不会，我们的执着啊，对这样的有染的快乐的心啊，那种执着不会那么深，不会那么重，我们就会减轻我们的对这种东西的执着的心理，让最当然如果可以的话，可以办得到的话，就是你在享受这样的经验的时候，快乐的经验的时候，你不起执着的心，哇，快乐的享受又不执着。如果呢你能够做到这一点的话，你就不会造业，你就不会造业了。因为当我们的那种很贪执啊，那种贪执的心很强烈的升起的时候呢，那种贪心很强烈升起的时候，这样我们就对那样东西或那样经验会很有个很深的很执着一定要有的那种心理，这样呢如果它变化了或得不到的话，我们就会造业了哦，我们的烦恼就升起来，就造业。当我烦恼升起来造业的时候呢，对不起哦，我们就会再轮回了，你就会有多下一生、下一生、下一生。
So like that. So, so I mean, he also one thing to understand. So, when you say create karma, it's very easy. You know, when a strong desire arises in your mind, so that time you create the karma. You know, you don't have to do something physically. Sometimes create karma. Sometimes we think that physically we need to do something. Not like that, you know. Once a strong desire, attachment arises in the mind, so karma is created, you know.
所以呢，其实我们要造业是很容易的，是非常容易的。只要呢，我们心呢烦恼升起来，那贪执心哦，那种烦恼很强烈升起来的时候，我们就造业了。因为有些人想，诶，造业不是你可能要去做一些东西啊，你的行为呢去做一些东西，我讲一些话，其实不是这样的。我们造业呢，只要我们的心呢，我们的那个作意啊，作意很强烈去作意的话，我们就造业了。
So like that, so, so like that, so, yeah, so then next is the snake, symbolized the,what you call, anger. So, for example, and I don't know whether everybody, when you see the snake, everybody scared or not, I'm not sure what. I think most of people, you know, just you see the snake, you feel scared, you know, you see something scary from the object, you know, immediately you feel scared that the snake have that kind of power, you know.
所以呢，接下来要解释的就是刚才讲解释的是那个鸟或鸽子或者鸡了啊。现在要解释的是那条蛇代表什么？ 这个蛇呢，其实在这个中间这个图画里面，它代表的是一个嗔心呢、啊。这样天人界不知道大家看到蛇的时候是否会感到害怕？大多数人会感到害怕了，是不害怕的。可能有些人喜欢蛇的，不一定哦。但你看到，就是我们都看到蛇哦，那蛇这个东西的时候啊，我们讲锁缘境哦。看到这个蛇的时候呢，通常呢我们就感到害怕，就蛇呢就是有这种无名的力量让我们感到害怕。
So anyway, the snake is like that. When you see it, there's no pleasant, you know, you don't really see pleasant there. Very, I call it, very unpleasant, you know, disturb, you know, scare. So that kind of, you know, that kind of animal, yeah.
所以呢，当我们看到蛇的时候呢，通常我们都会不会升起很欢喜的心，很高兴的心，哇，蛇，没有人会这样啊，对吗？因为通常我们看到蛇的时候，我们都觉得痒，我们都会有一种很不愉悦的心情，或者甚至感到害怕，它会引发这样的觉受的一种动物。
So like that. So also then, of course, not every snake have poison, but most of the snake have poison. So.If they bite, or you know, they can poison the people. You know, they can kill. You know, so like that.
虽然呢，不是每一种蛇都是有毒的了，可是当你被那个蛇咬到而中毒的话，可能会导致死亡。
So similarly here, so ideas the attachment, not also anger. You know, anger is when the anger arises in your mind.You know, so then you become very unpleasant. The point is that then people just scare, you know, just by looking at you. You know, you give this kind of appearance, you know, very scary, you know, you scare the people because of the anger.
所以同样的，当这个嗔心升起的哈。升起的时候呢，会引发这种不愉悦的感觉。像你看到蛇，你会有那种不愉悦的感觉，甚至会感到害怕。所以，当这嗔心升起的时候，别人看到你，会觉得有一种不愉悦的感觉，甚至会感到害怕。看到你的脸呢，他会感到害怕。
So like that, so, so then also when you anger, so then you know.Then you harm many people like that, you know, like a snake poison and kill many people like that. When the anger arises in your mind, so you can destroy many people like that, so harm many people like that.
所以呢，当这个蛇啊，哦，那个蛇啊，它你被它咬到或什么呢？它诚心是咬到的时候，它可以杀害很多人呢。哦，取掉很多人性命。同样，当你的嗔心升起的时候，你也会有烧到，就会去伤害到很多其他的人。
So like that. So the anger is one of the very powerful negative emotion. So like that. When anger arises, you know, so when a very strong anger arises in your mind, so you totally lost your wisdom. You know, you don't have any wisdom there.You know, you totally cover your mind, totally covered by the anger. Only you see unpleasant, bad, like that. Then I will create the karma, you know.
所以呢，嗔心呢，它是一种力量非常强大的烦恼。所以呢，当这个嗔心很炽热、很盛的时候、很旺的时候啊，那就很强烈的嗔心升起的时候呢，它会隐蔽你的智慧。就是说，当嗔心升起的时候呢，你的智慧会突然间消失不见掉。就是嗔心升起的时候呢，你做事情啊就没有智慧了，因为呢，你看到的呢都是不好的东西，都是不愉悦的东西哦。所以呢，在这样的情况下，你就很容易造恶业了。
So like that. So also mentioned in the text, you know, when the anger arises, then destroy so much merit, you know. So you collect so much merit by making offering, making prostration, in giving charity, you know, keeping precept, you know, like thousand, you know, so many thousand years you collect that kind of marriage, but when the strong anger arises in your mind, you know, within second, able to destroy all this. In a thousand years you collect the merit will destroy, but the anger arises in your mind within second like that.
所以呢，经典里面也这么说呢。当你的嗔心升起的时候呢，就是一把嗔怒火烧掉整片功德林。哎，他是这样讲的。所以呢，当你的嗔心升起的时候呢，不管你哦做了哈怎么大无量无边的大供养啊，或顶礼啊，或者是啊持戒啊，做了各种各样的修行哦，做了一千年以上哦所积累的修行啊，或供养啊，或者布施等等，他的福德就在你的嗔心很强烈的嗔心升起的那短短几秒，他已经就把你所有一切积累的福德秒杀了。
说来的说说来的说 you know, so also this very you know, so the point is that, so when your anger is strong, when you become very angry person,then it's like that, you know, you become like a snake. The point is that you become like a snake, you know. You scare people, you know. Harm people, you know. So like that.
所以当你的嗔心升起的时候呢，它在短短几秒呢，就把你过去所积累的福德资粮完完全全地摧毁掉，烧掉了。哦，所以呢，当一个非常非常嗔心很重的人呢，就好像蛇一样，他好像，为什么呢？人家看到会害怕。人家看到他会被伤害。
Okay, so also this have to be mindful on that. So always mindful when the anger arises, what the negative consequences happen to yourself. You know, so all, by understanding this, then always mindful. You know.
所以呢，我们时时要提醒自己了。那佛教讲要有正念，正念哦，24小时都要正念。那提醒的正念呢，观察自己，省察自己。当我们的嗔心升起来的时候，就要马上想到：哎，如果我被嗔心占理、烦恼占领的话，会带来什么样的后果？就对自己会带来怎样的后果？啊
，also, so like that. So then the last one is the ignorance, the pig symbolize ignorance.So here, I don't know how to.
所以呢，最后一样动物就是猪了。猪代表愚痴。
So like pig, you know, so is the person who is going to kill the pig, you know, carry some food and.The person going to kill the pig, you know, whether the pig won't understand that, you know, person going to kill me. But instead that the pig think, oh, he's loving me, you know, like that. So he's totally ignorant, he don't understand, you know. He think, actually the person is going to kill him, but he don't see that, oh, he think person's carrying me, you know, like that. So totally ignorant, you know.
为什么鱼翅是用猪来代表的呢？猪好可怜呢、因为呢，其实就是当那个杀猪的人他要杀猪的时候，他其实是带了一些食物去的，这样呢，这他先喂那个猪，所以这猪呢不明白了，其实他的那个短，他的命其实很短的，要完了。他不明白哦，这个养猪的人哦给我东西吃，哇，他很关心我，很照顾我，所以。这猪其实很高兴，他不明白啊，他其实要被杀掉了。所以呢，这猪呢其实是很愚痴的。
So like that. So here, so when you say ignorance, so there's two different type of ignorance discipline. One is ignorance, of the not understanding, of the law of karma and effect. The one is not understanding.You know, of the reality, of the existence. Yeah.
所以呢，愚痴呢，其实是有两种啊。愚痴就不明白了，不明白东西，不明白两种东西。第一呢，是不明白业果的道理；第二种呢，是不明白一切事物的实相。
So here, so we're very ignorant. So because of that, what we see, like such as attachment or anger, you know, so we don't see this is really giving trouble to us. You know, we are not able to see that. Instead of that, what we see is, oh, this for us to, you know, us to make more comfortable, you know, such as anger, such as attachment, you know.We don't see this really make suffering to us. You know, we don't see that. Instead, we see this is some kind of support for us to experience happiness. You know.
所以呢，我们其实是不会想，我们想猪。我们其实是很愚痴的了，因为我们觉得啊，我们觉得这个贪和痴呢，我们不觉得贪和痴是问题啊，这才是问题所在。因为呢，我们不明白啊，贪和痴呢，其实会给我们带来很大的问题，它是一种烦恼，给我们带来很多烦恼的。我们认为呢，我们应该生气啊，我们应该贪执啊，这样呢，我们才过得很快乐、很舒服的，是真的了。我们不觉得这个贪和嗔呢，会给我们带来痛苦，因为我们觉得，这个贪和嗔呢，其实是支持我们、帮助我们得到我们想要的快乐。
So like that, so we're very ignorant. The point is that, so very ignorant, so we don't see all this attachment, anger as our enemies, you know. All we see this our supporter, or this bring happiness to us, like that, you know. We're not able to see that, so.
为什么讲我们是愚痴的呢？因为呢，我们从来不觉得这个贪啊或者嗔啊这些烦恼呢是我们的敌人呢，我们不觉得是我们的敌人，虽然每次我们嘴巴这样讲了，我们不觉得他们是我们敌人，我们觉得这个贪心啊还有这个嗔心啊其实是在帮助我们的，是我们的强而有力的支持者，帮我们找到快乐。
So like that, so, so here, so this is the three poisons, you know, the three delusion, ignorance, attachment, anger, three poisons, three delusion, you know, which really create the karma, you know, because of that, due to this, then you create the karma, you know.
所以呢这贪嗔痴呢，我们就称它为三毒，或者是三种无明。这三毒或三种无明呢，能引发我们，推动我们去造业。
So then again, it's like that. So when you look again deeply, like attachment, anger, is come from the ignorance. You know. So again, here ignorance, you can understand. You know.Not really understanding the reality of existing of the self, you know, how the I, a self, exists. Not understanding that, then because of that, we understand not clearly how the I exists, but we believe differently, in the wrong way, we believe that. So that's the ignorance. So because of that, attachment, anger is arises.
所以呢，我们如果深入一层呢，更进一步的去思维去分析的话呢，这些烦恼啊，我们的贪啊，我们的嗔啊等等烦恼，其实从哪里来的呢？其实是从这个无明愚痴引发的，是从无明愚痴里面产生生出来的。为什么会有这个无明愚痴呢？因为我们不明白事物存在的实相，我们不明白我这个我它的存在，它的实相是什么，所以呢，我们就产生了很深重的贪着和嗔。
So like that. So again, you know, going more deeper way to understand them. You know, when self, I, you know, when your five aggregates, when the aggregate appear to your mind, due to that, independent on that, I appear to your mind. You know, depend on that, I appear to your mind. You know. So, but but in reality like that, just appearance based on the aggregate, I just appear, that's it. You know, not more than that. But you don't understand that. Your mind don't understand that. You know, your mind see, you know, the eye is from the outside on the object. Your mind see that, your mind believe that.
如果我们更深入一层去分析啊，去思维修的话， 我们看到这个我和这个五蕴啊， 这个我到底是怎么样产生的， 这个我呢好像就是从五蕴里面出现的。 其实呢是因为我们不明白我是依靠这个五蕴而显现出来的。 所以呢， 所以它只是一种显现， 就这样也不多也不少。 可是呢，我们的心呢，却执着，好像一个真实存在的。我们要看到，我们心是往外看的。我们看到的，外面看的东西，哦，它是存在的，它就是有了。So
what we see is like that, you know, when it's a self, you know, that very solid, independent self is there. You know, we believe that. You know, always believe that like that. So. But reality doesn't exist that way, but we believe in that way, you know, something solid, independent self, you know, and the aggregate like that.
所以呢，这个我呢，其实啊， 就照我们这样自己去看哦，这个我，它是很真实的存在的，它是有这个自主的，自主的能力的，可以自主自在存立的一个我。 因为我们不知道它的实相，它到底是怎么样存在的，我们就看到我们眼睛这样看到，我们这样相信哦，它就是这样的存在的。So
like that, so so then because of that, so then you know, then attachment arises, you know, so attachment arises, anger arises based on that.
所以呢，我们就只以这个五蕴为我，那以这个五蕴呢为我呢，我们就产生了我们的贪执、我们的嗔、种种各种各样的烦恼。So
then, so here, so now point is when you understand how the I and me exists, you know, just independent, in just. When you see me and self, how the self and me exist, you know, dependent, just dependent on aggregate, just the I appear, that's all. Not more than that, not on the object, not within the object. Independent self doesn't exist that way. You know, when you understand that, when you meditate on that, you really understand that, so then the attachment doesn't arise, anger doesn't arise.
所以当你明白这个我，这个我到底是怎么存在的，它其实是依附、依据，根据这个五蕴而施设这个名号，依据这个五蕴而存在的话，这样呢，它并不是有一个自主存在的，自主存在的一个我实有的那个我的话，当你去进一步这样。 很深入的去思维修进一步的去修行的话，你明白了它的道理的话呢，你的那个执着对这个我的这个贪执的心呢，就会消失了。
So like that, so so here, so the three poison, you know, so is the root of the samsara, you know. From this three poison, then you create the karma, you know. So. Because of this tea poison, you create, you know, good karma, bad karma,
yeah. 贪嗔痴这三毒呢，其实就是我们在这娑婆世界轮回的根本。我们轮回就是因为有这三毒，就因为这三毒呢，所以我们就会去造业，所以我们就造了很多的恶业善业。
So like that, there's the, you know, so this the second circle, so that symbolizes the black karma and good karma, you know, there are two colors, different colors like that. So there's some people going down in the black circle.The white circle, people going up like that. You know, so when you have negative karma, then you take river to the lower realm. So they symbolize that. When you have good karma, then you take higher rivers, you know.
所以呢，因为这三毒呢起了烦恼，所以我们就造了黑业和白业。就善业呢，我们就叫白业；这个不好的业呢，我们就叫黑业。所以，如果我们来到的第二个圆圈，从里面中心从圆引发生出来，生出造黑业、白业。OK， 如果我们造了恶业的话呢，就叫黑业，所以它是黑色的。这样我们就掉入了掉了，就掉到这个道去了，所以它由黑色来代表。我们造了善业的话呢，我们就去到那个白色的那个地方了。
Also here, so I think you see different picture there. The and the black color one is ox, I don't know some bull or ox. Then one is maybe picture of preta. Then another is the picture of the hell realm. Like the three different picture there, going downwards like that.
所以呢，当你造了黑业的时候，就不好的恶业的时候，就造了黑业，你就掉入这个三恶道。所以你就看到了，就可能掉入这个畜生道，他画了一只牛啊，恶鬼道啊，肚子大大的，还有地狱道啊，喷火的，被火烧了。
So I think this one symbolizing the pardo. I think pardo, you know, after the death, then you call the intermediate state, part of like that. So in the teaching mentioned that if you're going to take rebirth in the animal realm, then you have the part of being shape, have a similar shape to your rebirth. Not like if you're going to take rebirth in the animal realm, then you have the, you know, shape of the animal like that. So like Perta, then similarly, hell beings, then you have that kind ofor called that kind of shape or that kind of figure, huh? That kind of shape, sopta, shape, that kind of form, yeah. So I think that shows here like that, you know. So,
所以呢，当你的嗔心升起的时候，或者你的贪心啊、愚痴啊，这个烦恼升起的时候，你造了个恶业的话呢，就你造了黑业了，这样你就会投身到三恶道去，对吗？啊，这样你的这一生呢，你造了恶业，然后下一生是三恶道，在这一生和下一生中间呢，就有一个过渡，啊，过渡的时期我们就叫中阴。啊，中阴了，就三有对吗？中间中阴的地方就死了，可是还没有投身到下道，就中阴的时候。所以呢，这个图画画的呢，就是中阴身，啊，这图画画的是中阴身了。这在中阴身呢，就有一个特点，就是它的那个形体是和你未来要投身的那个道呢的那个形啊，一模一样。所以呢，如果你要投生到畜生道呢，在你的中阴身呢，就好像有那个动物的那个形，所以你就看到了。所以刚刚他这个图画第二个圆圈画的是中阴身，所以当你要投到下一身的中阴身。
So like that. So then the other side, the white side also have different picture. One is human beings. One is maybe demigods. I don't know. Then one is God. I don't know. Must be like that.
所以另外一边你看到另外一边是白色的，其实这个图画不是白色的，好像是 有点粉色粉色的哈、哦，那个是投生，你造了善业，要投生到善上道的中阴身，所以你有三种中阴身，一个是人道的中阴身，一个是阿修罗道的中阴身，阿修罗道带东西要打架的、哦、然后另外是天人的中阴身。
So I mean just giving some idea. So similar idea. So like that, if you're going to rebirth in the next rebirth, you're human beings, then you have to go through the pardo. When you take the pardo rebirth.Part of birth, then you have this similar form, like human being form, like that. So God, demigod, is similar like that.
啊，所以呢，你造了善业的话，比如说你造善业要投生为人，那你的中阴身呢，就有那个人的形体哦，就是最下面那个哦。如果你是要投生到阿修罗道，这样你就有阿修罗道的中阴身的形体啊，就这样在那边第二个圆圈。
Okay, so like that. So, you know, so you can see that, you know, one is going down, you know, heading down, another is heading up, you know, so like that. Also that shows, you know, bad karma, then you go down. Good karma, you go up, you know.
所以你可以看到呢，造了恶业哦，你看他除了画了黑色，他那些人还是往下掉的，就表示呢，你造黑业是要往下掉。那造善业，他除了是白色之外呢，那些人是往上升的。
So like that. So, so here, so also explain, you know, after the death. So, you know, when you take rebirth in sixth realm, you know, except the formless realm, then you must go through the parto. You must have the parto. Have go through the parto like that.
所以呢，这里呢，经典上也有讲啊，当死亡发生后啊，这样你要投到下一胎之前啊，你会经过这个中阴身，这个六道的众生呢，就有六个道给你去投生，除了无色界的众生之外，其他的五道的众生呢，都需要经过这个中阴身。
So like that, also mentioned that, you know, so when the person die, then, you know.They take part of, then they have this kind of shape, like for taking human rib, like animal rib, then you have the shape, the form of the animal, you know. So sometimes the part of being, you know, is the about 49 days in the part of being like that. The longest is like that, you know, 49 days like that. But every week, you know, every week they die, you know, and take again as a part of, go unto.Last 7 weeks like that. The longest one is like that.
所以呢，在那个经典里面有教导啊，就人死后呢，死亡发生过后，在下一胎还没有啊、形成之前，我们要经过这个中阴身。这中阴身，比如说你下一胎要造恶业，等下一胎你要投生为。这个旁生道的动物的话，你的中阴身呢，就是有那个动物的那个形体，所以呢，中阴身的寿命呢，最长是49天，就是经典讲的。当然，有些人可能7天或几天，他们就走了，就投生到下一道去了。可是呢，如果在7天过后，你还没有投生到下一道之后，在你的中阴身呢会死亡的，然后呢，你再身为中阴身，再另外再7天，就每7天死一次，每7天死一次又活回来，就是中阴身，直到你投下一胎为止。
So like that. So, so then that here, so I mean, if you take the pardo, when you take rebirth in pardo, you know, then whether any possible rebirth from that pardo.You know, or not? You know, there's the so different is like Basubandhu. He said, when you take pardo rebirth, like animal pardo rebirth, so you cannot rebirth from there. You must take rebirth of animal, according to Basubandhu. You know.
所以关于中医生的教导呢，不 同的佛教的学者或大德，他们有不同的看法啊。比如说，当你投到中阴身过后呢，比如说你投到中阴身，你下一生要投生为旁生道啊，投生到旁生道，所以你的中阴身呢，其实是那个动物的那个形体。在这个时候呢，根据这个世亲菩萨的看法，他认为呢，一旦你投生到中阴身，已经有了动物的形体，就不可以转变了，就是你一定要投生了，到下一胎一定要投生为动物了。
So like that, this already decided, so cannot do anything. It's according to possible like that.
所以呢，世亲菩萨认为那时候的业果呢，已经不可挽回了，就这样了。
Then that was explained in the law, Abhidhamma, you know. So then.The upper Abhidhamma taught by Asanga, then at his text also then he said it's possible, even if you take part of being due to your prayer, this and that, you are able to change, you know. Part of can be changed, you know. For example, you're taking animal rebirth, you have animal shape there, but due to prayer, so you're able to take rebirth, higher rebirth is possible, like that.
所以呢，这是世亲菩萨在小圣的俱舍论里面他这样讲的。可是他的兄长啊，他的无着菩萨是大圣的俱舍论里面，他讲的其实他唱反调。他讲他其实认为就算是中阴身，到了中阴身呢，事情还是可以挽回的。就算有个众生呢造了恶业，来到中阴身有了这个旁生道的形体，可是如果有在世的人呢帮他们祈福啊，做功德回向给他们的话，他们还是可以扭转下坠三恶道的命运，甚至可以投生到善道去。
So that's different. So different explanation is there. So, so of course, I mean, mostly we believe able to change, like according to Asanga. So we believe able to change due to the prayer. So therefore, you know, after the death, like 49 days, considered very, very crucial to do the prayer, you know.So, they do very, very extensive prayer there. Due to powerful marriage, then, you know, able to change their rebirth like that.
所以呢，不同的佛教经典呢，你去看可能有不同的解释，但大多数人的认为呢，都赞成这个无著菩萨的看法，就是说其实呢还是可以改变投入三恶道的命运的。所以呢，在人死后的49天呢，就是所谓的关键期。如果呢如果在世的亲友啊，能够为死去的，能够为亡者祝福做大法会啊，祈求啊，就可以依靠这个功德的力量回向给这个亡者，让他们得到好的善去。
Okay, so whatever it is, so best is first place not to get that shape, you know, not to get that shape, part of shape first place, not to get that, then very safe, you know.Once you get that, whether change or not, we don't know.
所以呢，最保险的做法就是在中阴身的时候，不要得到那样的形体了，对吗？那个下三道的形体，比如如果你已经得到那下三道的形体，到底能不能转换你的命运呢？就很难说了。
Okay, so like that. So I mean, this very. So this is, you know.What makes us circle in, what the cause of us to circle in samsara is because delusion and karma. You know, these two circles shows that.
所以呢， 这就是我们为什么在这个六道，应该有六个地方我们去吗？六道不断的生生死死，我们叫轮回的原因了。所以呢，终归起来你看看中间那个就终归，它主要是因为我们造了业，所以业果还有愚痴无明这两样东西，就是我们轮回六道的原因。
So like that. So this is the cause. No. So common tradition explained here. Then, what kind of place we circle? So then, the third circle shows that what kind of place we circle. We circle in, in six or five. So different. You know, some there are six category there. Some penta have only six. You know. So like that.
So then.这个图画解释了三样东西，对吗？刚才讲的开头的时候我们讲，所以第一样东西刚才已经讲过了，我们在这个六道里面生生死死，我们叫轮回，不断轮回的原因是什么呢？就是无明，愚痴无明，还有业果。这样呢，我们在什么地方轮回？我们去到什么地方？就去到这个第三个同心圆，第三个圆圈哦，这六个地方去了，这六个地方，这样有些经典是写成五个地方，然后把它浓缩成五个地方，有些是六个地方。
So like that, so you can see, you know, when you create negative karma, then the rebirth is only three places, like that, you know, three lower realm, you know, like animal realm, hell realm, Holy Ghost realm, like that, the three, you know, below three.I don't know, three what?
Three lower half circle, semicircle.
Three sector there. Yeah, so one is animal, one is hell beings, one is hungry ghost like that.
所以呢，如果我们造的是恶业的话，就黑色能量的部分恶业的话，这样呢，经过中阴身哦。第二个图画是中阴身，这样到我们就投生到下一生，就是第三个同心圆。造了恶业的就下面的那三个部分半个圆圈三个部分，就是你可以看到很多动物的就旁生道或者畜生了，变成畜生，或者是中间最下方的那个有很多火的地狱道。顺着那个顺时针哦，那个方向在走，它的另外一部分呢，就是恶鬼道，肚子大大个的啊，那个就是恶鬼道。
So then the upper three sector, you know, can be divided into three also, five or three, you know, depend on painting like that. So one is human realm, then when you have five, then just a God realm like that. Then.You mix in the five or six, then you divide God realm into two, demigod and God like that. So become five, becomes three upper realm like that. You don't divide, then you just say God realm and become five sector there, total.
如果你造的是善业的话，这样你会投身到三上道或者是两个善道，看你是怎么分法。你看那个左边的，你的左手边的那个，你可以看到人道啊，或者是天道。天道就把它当作是一个道，这样就总共有五道。如果我们把天道分成阿修罗和天人的话，这样你就会有六道。看你是怎样分法了。
So then, when you say what called God realm, of course, then you know we have many different realm for God realm. You know, like desire realm, form realm, form realm, and formless realm. That's all included in the God realm. You know.
当我们讲投身到天人道，天人道只是一个总的名词，所以天人道你其实你可以把它分了细分，比如说欲界的天人、色界的天人，还有无色界的天人。
So like that. So then, of course, then within the desire God realm, also there's six different level of desire God realm. Then when you talk about the palm realm, so there's 17 different realm within the palm realm, you know, 17 like that.
所以呢，如果你讲欲界的天人，你再细分的话，还有六个哦，六重哦，六种不同的欲界的天人，色界又可以分成十七个。
So like that, then formless realm. So that's, I mean, not physical realm. So, but they divide into four, you know.
所以无色界又可以分成四个。讲无色界啊，就是那个界里面呢、啊，其实是。不是一种，不是那种物质以物质的形态出现的。
Okay, so like that. So, what's called? So.I mean the God's realm. I mean the life is very long. You know, mentioned that. So then, just give one example. Like, you know, so I mean, we don't have to go each one, but you know, within the palm realm, that's within the 17, then very the top one. I don't know. Topmost realm. I don't know what to call.It's called Wogmin, topmost realm, like Wogmin.
Akamishta.
This is within desire realm, I don't know. I mean similar name, but it's within the desire realm, not the pure realm, not Akamishta.
Akamishta. Form realm or Akamishta, not the other.
Yeah, can see that.Not the pure land. I don't know. The English they put topmost realm. I don't know. Sizi mara. Omin si. Wakla minba si tu ta tengsho disgora.
Omin.
Omin. I don't know. It's English what? Topmost realm. Yeah.
色界呢？不是色界，天人啊，因为天人的寿命啊，天人的特点就是他们的寿命非常长，是很长很长的哈、啊。这样举一个例子，比如说我们色界有十七重，对吗？十七重天哦、啊，色界天，像这十七重的最高那一重哦、啊，就叫傲明天，是根据神灵翻译的。那中文的你看，他们可能还有另外一翻译。
So it's mentioned one of the texts, you know, so their life span is, I don't know.Kalchen, Kalpas, Eon, I think, the great Eon. You know, how many great Eon is 16,000 great Eon. Their life span is like that. 16,000 great Eon. Their life span is mentioned, you know, like that.
傲明天他的众生的寿命是多长啊？他们的寿命啊，就是每一个人啊，每一个在那边投生到色界傲明天的天人，可以活到寿命是16,000大劫。啊，劫是个时间了、啊，劫哈、啊、就是你拿个棉被去打那个喜马拉雅山，100年后你再拿个棉被打喜马拉雅山一次，100年后你再打喜马拉雅山一次而已哈、啊，打到喜马拉雅山不见了才就一劫。那个叫一劫。
So like that. So, just yeah. I mean, of course, what called? Then, for example, the palmless realm, very first one. What called? Family of the Brahma. Family of the Brahma, Changpa. Huh? Brahma. Yeah. Family of the Brahma. You know, within the palm realm. You know that. I mean, there's many category. The first one.Family of the Brahma.
Form realm.
Yeah.
色界其实色界有看你怎样分啊，那个第一重那个就是那个梵天啊。
So that lifespan is one great eon like that, you know.
他们的寿命是一个大劫。
So like that. So I mean, just getting idea. So you know, the God, you know, when you take rebirth in the God's realm, you know, life is very, very long compared to us. You know, for us is, very short, in the longest 100. 100 in this era is about 100, you know. So like that, God's realm is like that, very, very long, you know. Trees, and the longest is the 16 great eon like that. No, what? 16,000 great eon like that, longest life in the palm, the realm like that. No, palm realm.
所以呢，当你如果投生到天人，你伤虚的时候，你的寿命就是那样长的，很长很长的，我看我们应该想象不出来的，因为我们这里的寿命最多，现在最多就一百岁而已，一百岁那边可能一天都不到。So
really long life, you know, but again, you have to understand here, you know, all this, you know, desire realm, palm realm, palmless realm, all this within the samsara. You know, you are not free, you know. Even you have achieved this kind of rebirth, you know, you can live like so long year. But one day, time comes, have to die. You are not free from the death, you know. After your karma is finished, you have to die. Then from there again, you know, you take different rebirths, you know. Maybe take hell beings, animal beings. Nobody knows, depending on your karma.
所以呢，你看，如果投生到这个欲界啊、色界啊、无色界天哦，做天人的话，哇，很多享受，寿命又长，觉得哇，哇，好像很好很好。可是你还是没有解脱轮回，你还是在轮回之中。当你的所有的 善业果报享了全部都用完了，用到完了，好像银行的利息全部用完了。这样有一天呢，你就掉下来的，突然间你说，突然间，然后你的世界又变了，你就掉到掉下来，掉下来呢就说不定了，可能就掉到那个三恶道去了，可能掉到畜生啊、恶鬼啊，甚至地狱道去了，就由于你以前还没有 还没有成熟的业报来决定。Okay,
so I think our time is finished. So rest, we go through next class. Okay.
时间到，所以呢，要知道另外一些圆圈发生什么事，你就要下个星期来听。Question
then ask one. Yeah.
有没有问题？还可以问一道问题。我不要看安迪。 对对，安迪很好。Karen觉得问有没有问题，<笑>你这个不是问题。<笑>所以你的问题是什么？ 哦，Karen J. Auntie question is, we do what generosity, we do prostration, we do all these things. So what else should we do to get out of samsara? Because even we sit down and think of it, you know, we can create negative karma. <笑><笑>所以不要想咯，你就不要想了。<笑>
Yeah, it's true. Even we sit down, we create karma. It's true, you know.
所以Kiram姐讲真的是对的，当你坐在那边你去想的话，也可能会造业的。Oh,
the advice always given, always looking at your mind. You know, this Kadama Master keep, when you are alone, look at your mind. You know, when you are with in the group, watch your mouth. You know, that the advice given by Kadama Master.
所以呢，葛登派的祖师就有这样的名言呢、啊。当我们自己一个人的时候呢，独处的时候呢，我们就要观察我们自己的内心，就我们的念头，我们在想什么。当我们和一群人在一起的时候呢，我们就要注意自己讲的话啊。所以我们要时常时常观察我们的心。
So like that. So the point is that you know, so always mindful, you know, looking at your mind.So like that, whether negative emotions such as anger, attachment arise or not, you know, then check, immediately recognize, and letting go that negative emotion. So immediately recognize, when you let go, then you don't create karma. You know, you keep too long, then create karma.
所以呢，我们时常要提起我们的正念，这偈子里面不是有讲过正念正知即大不放逸、所以我们要时常有这个正念，才会有这个正知去觉察到、看我们的内心呢是否被烦恼所占据，我们的烦恼是否在内心里面升起来我们还不知道，所以我们要时常时常去观察我们的内心，用正念正知去关照我们的内心。如果当我们发觉到、我们的烦恼升起的时候，已经要升起了、这样我们就要赶快把它放下，然后我们才不会去造业。要不然我们任由那烦恼在我们心里面呢，慢慢慢慢的滋长的话呢，那肯定我们会造业。
Okay, oh, like that. Okay, this, I think.
应该有了，我们 verbal 也是亚洲会在啊，不是你啊？
是你安排的吗？你还穿着模范英文哦？
是吗？为什么我不懂？
还是天天有中文的吗？
啊 ？Not sure， 还没有，就、你就让那个 SPC Spiritual Program Committee 去决定好不好？哦，7月23、24号。哇，安迪，你已经看到那么远了。
What?
Auntie is asking about Ganden Tripa teaching on 23rd and 24th of July on the three principal aspects of a path. Would there be Chinese translation for Auntie?
Depend on Kimo, yeah.
I thought Verbal Yeshe Yazo can do translation into English and Chinese simultaneously. Huh?
Okay, so like that. So okay. This one will apply. If you want, you can keep, yeah. But bring next class. If you have to look at, you don't have to. If already in your mind, then no need to bring.
所以下个星期如果你要的话，你可以把它收起来拿回家了哈。然后下星期在听课的时候再把它拿来。当然，如果你已经把这个图画呢印在你的脑海里面的话，已经在里面哦，这样你就不用拿来了。因为你本身就是那个图画了，对呀、好，现在我们就做回向。We'll do dedication。我们的回向是英文、中文、英文、中文的哦。我们的回向是两种语文的。We will do dedication. Our dedication is bilingual.We do English, followed by Chinese, English, Chinese. Page 31. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 Page 33 Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots on virtue, with the dedication praised as the best, by the victorious ones thus gone of three times, so I might perform good works. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。这里有个小小的广告，我把从五台山观音洞，就七贤寺，第六世达赖喇嘛和十三世达赖喇嘛修行的那个洞的那个泉水，我只是拿了这个一小瓶而已哈，对不起，我洗过的，所以不放心，没有我的口水。然后呢，我又买了这瓶 Evian， 然后我把它倒出来喝一点，又把这个瓶水哦圣水倒进里面，所以那些想要喝这些五台山观音洞的泉水的圣水的朋友，你可以来自己拿哈，我放在这里。好，你自己看，你要拿多少你拿。This is the water from Manjushri Mountain from this Avalokiteshvara cave, where His Holiness the 6th Dalai Lama and 13th Dalai Lama meditated. Okay, there's a spring that comes out. Okay, it's actually from this small bottle that I washed, then pour it into this Evian water bottle. For those who want, you can bring some back. Thanks.